Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity. These fantasies since I was 17. Wanting to see your face in every dream. Feeling to feel your presence in everything. My love for you is as deep as the seven seas. There's something about your beauty that can turn refugees into devotees. Heaven's grace in your face I thought I would never see. When my mind was enslaved, you set it free. My heart was enraged, you fed it peace, and let it be. You are everything I'll ever need. I know that all things happen in divine timing. And as the kundalini in my spine rises, on the horizon of my heart I feel divine rising. Divine rising. Divine rising.
Consciousness.
I seek to learn and know more about myself and my Creator. My dearest Divine, I lay myself like petals at your lotus feet. I am purified by your presence, as my sins are washed away by the ocean of your existence. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am the eternal flame that never dies. Mother Kundalini on her rise. I am open to awakening my God state of mind. I seek to know more of Mother Divine. I sing praises unto thee, the nurturer of life, the intelligence in all things. I sing glories unto thee, forgiveness in all things, remarkable of the beauty that you bring, Divine Mother. Oh, how I wish to know thee. Breathe and be still. Breathe and be here. Breathe and be now. Allow your spirit to be receptive. Be receptive. Everything that you want is available to you now. Everything that you need, you already have. There are no voids in the universe. There are no voids within you. Creation is abundant, infinite, ever-expanding. Boundless. Though you live in creation, creation also lives in you. You are abundant, infinite, ever expanding, boundless. Remove all thoughts of lack and limitation from your consciousness. There is no such thing as lack. There are no limitations. The only limit is your mind. Let your mind expand. Let your consciousness expand. Inhale deeply. Let your mind expand. Exhale completely. Let your consciousness expand. Success is all around you. Success is within you. Wealth is all around you. Wealth is within you. Growth is all around you. Growth is within you. are an abundant and attractive force. You are an abundant and attractive force. Everything that you want is available to you now. Everything that you need, you already have.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm coming on to bring a quick message right now. I have a few people who have asked me my opinion concerning some of the comments that Kanye and Kyrie have made, specifically in regards to who the chosen seed is. Many of you may not know that for a couple of years, years ago, I actually this as Hebrew Israel wearing the fringe of hijab and skirt. Several days celebrating the Sabbath and acknowledging. But one thing that I'm still very clear about is that the original chosen seed looks like me. Fact. Okay? Now, the topic, Kyrie and Kanye has heard of top y'all. And all day today since I got up this morning, like in this thing, I feel an energy that's getting up the spirit of the force that has been in a position of power for far too long. I made a short video where I was pretty much calling Kanye and Kyrie to come together to create a platform where many of us can scratch and have the truth behind. Because they are not in a position, they have the financial security as well as the public backing. And the fact of the matter is, the time is now the truth to be spoken and heard, okay? We are Aquarius, and so all of these things that were hidden, the truths that were hidden from us for far too long, they're starting to come forward. And even for those people in a place, position of, you know, stardom or as a position at, you know, as a celebrity, many of them are waiting as well. Some of them have sold out and decided that in spite of knowing the truth, they won't utter a word in regards to it. Because there's a strong fear of losing the contracts and the agreements that they have with the powers that were. But see, this is where it's so important to recognize what value means to you. Because what Kanye and Kyrie need to understand is that they did not know who they are because they were given a thumbs up by demonic force. They did not become who they are. They did not gain their talent through signing a contractual agreement with these devils. That's not how they became who they are. They was born with these gifts. It was embedded in front of the world of these gifts. So when you define your own value, and it's not defined by a piece of green paper or a contract agreement, then regardless of what someone says or whether or not they pull, whether or not they say, well, you're a liar and they disagree, your value is not diminished. Because at the end of the day, Kanye is still Kanye even without their contract. Kyrie is still without their contract. But this is why it's so important to be very clear about who you are and who you are working with when you decide to say, well, I'm going to sign this contractual agreement. These people are telling you that in order to gain stuff or to gain fame, or to gain financial security through this, you must be their puppet. You must remain puppet. I don't care if you awaken. I don't care if you start to utter a word, because if you do, then we will pull right up, right beneath you, and then simply you will be a nobody. But they don't have the authority to tell someone if they're a nobody or a somebody. You see what I'm saying? The only one that has authority to do that is you and the Most High God. Not a demon, not a demonic structure, not a people who have carried out a lie and who have created a history of criminality and falsehood. The fact of the matter is, Kanye was very right to say that these same people who speak against him, tell him that he's anti-Semitic. They've never said any of these things. They've never spoken anything concerning the many lyrics, the many songs, the many movies, commercials, ads, TV shows that have put out, that have been created, put out for the world, specifically against the melanated man, woman, and child. They can only call us business holes, okay, niggas, everything you think of under the sun. They can open studies about us. Tell us to go and shoot our neighbor. Tell us to go and give our crack or heroin. Tell us to go and prostitute our daughters and our sons. They will do this. They have done it for years and years and years now. And not one time, any of these so-called chosen people come forward and say, well, I apologize to the melanated community for being a direct contribution to your demise. Not to mention all the other things that these people have supported financially to work against the melanated man, woman, and child. And because of where we are today, because awakening cannot be stopped, and when your eyes open, you cannot go back to sleep. Once you see, you cannot unsee. The fact of the matter is, regardless of your position, whether you're a celebrity or an everyday person just walking, the truth must be told and heard. No matter what the so-called consequences are, the truth must be told and heard. And so the fact of the matter is, they're not the only ones who have come forward and spoken the truth. But the problem is, people have retracted their statement and came back and said, I apologize. I was wrong. I spoke out of place. Now, I'm not saying that sometimes, because I haven't heard everything that Kanye has said, but I can't agree with everything that he said. I wouldn't agree with everything anyone has said for that matter. Okay? I have to hear for myself to determine that. But there's some things, when you know there are historical facts to back it, you still come back and retract your statement and say, apologize to the world and say, well, what I said was wrong or I spoke out of turn, then what you are saying is that you do not support your own truth. You do not support bringing the truth to the world. What you do support is being continued to be used, manipulated as a puppet, because ultimately, the person who protects their statement and says, I apologize, has not said, I submit to the false powers, I submit to these puppet masters. I am now submitting, and I'm going to acquire puppets here on out. The moment that you apologize, at that point, you pretty much lose the respect of those who said, finally, steps up and speaks the truth. Because you know that you don't understand your own value. You allow someone else to create your value. You can tell me, once you become that big and you get placed on a platform where the entire world knows your name, if someone removes or retracts a contract, they remove a contract or cancel a contract and say you're a nobody? No, suddenly you're known by even more people. And suddenly your voice is even more further projected across the globe. And so now you have responsibility. Now you have a responsibility to continue to stand in your truth. That is being that is true heroic behavior, if you ask me. That is heroic works. Standing in your truth and not backing down based off of the threat that some will say, we now consider you less valuable. We now take away your ability to earn green paper through our establishment. To hell with their establishment. Because, see, the fact of the matter is that gray paper that has the faces of these Europeans who have put their foot on the neck of the melanated man, woman, and child for many years now is actually diminishing in value every single day. And the only reason why it had so much value was because we placed the value on it. We are the ones that determine whether or not these people stand in their position of power. We give them trillions of dollars every single doggone year from and child, we do this. So for us to think that somehow they stand in a position of power without our permission, that means we're still living in an illusion, in an illusion of inclusion. But it's time to exclude yourself, to remove yourself, to detach from this false structure, this false narrative that has been placed before us for far too long, okay? These types of situations, it gets me amped up and hyped up, but in a good way, because then I start putting in more work as a spiritual warrior out here, okay? We're going to continue to fight these battles and tear down this false structure because we cannot allow them to just blatantly disrespect, misuse, and abuse us before the public and go around holding our head down and tucking our heads like a little sad dog, same as if these people actually have some sort of power. But they have a false power that was created through an illusion, and it's time that we awaken to see that. The truth is going to be brought forward whether they like it or not. And so what happened is, even though these celebrities, specifically Kanye, you know, he came forward and he apologized in a specific manner where he said, well, if you say that you are that person, if you say that that's who you are, then that's fine. But guess what? That's who I am too. So therefore, I can't be anti-Semitic because I myself am a troll. What to do is come back and retract the entire statement and say, no, y'all are the only chosen. You're the chosen ones. Yeah. The Most High gave y'all that position. You are the ones that have that divine connection to the Most High God. And no, I'm just, I'm just a peon. That's what they wanted him to say. So that the melanated man, woman, and child would not listen and say, oh, wow, did he just say that we're chosen? See, well, let me go and do some research. Let me actually go within and find out what's really happening here. If, in fact, these people are the chosen, I want for those of you who still deny whether or not the melanated man, woman, and child is the chosen seed, based on historical records, based on what has happened to us over time in history, based on the millions of us that have been slaughtered and still being slaughtered today by these so-called powers that were, if you are comparing biblical text where it describes and defines who the chosen seed would ultimately be, then I want you to take a look at the history of those who say that they are the chosen who are over there in Israel versus those of us who are man, women, and children here right on American soil, who they continue to put their foot on our necks. Why do they want to silence us so badly? Why do they want us to look like the roaches of the world? Why do they want us to look like peons and less than nothing? Why do they hate us so much? Why do they constantly do police brutality and slaughter us and kill us and keep us at the bottom, you know, in terms of economic status, unless we decide to submit to them and be a face for, to pretty much be a face for speaking and targeting one another. That's to uplift us. Yeah, you want to be on Love and Hip Hop. You want to show your behind. You want to get here and shake your behind. You want to get out here and speak against men and women and talk about popping a clip and all this other stuff. Yeah, we'll elevate you then. But if you get out here speaking some truth, not only are we going to snap away your position, but we're also going to bring you down to the lowest of low because you're not being a good little puppet at that point. That is what these people are promoting when it comes to the man, woman, and child on soil. And so you have to ask yourself, if these are truly the chosen people and they're in a position of owning the banks, the media, the, you know, many different structures, okay, the political structure, ahead of all of these things, okay, music, then how are you the chosen, but almost everything that you promote is demonic? Ask yourself that question. If you still haven't asked yourself that question, then you're still very much so asleep. You're still very much so asleep. They use the chosen to keep the chosen down. Elevate a few, the chosen seed, turn them into their puppets, lure them in with money, just like biblical text said that Satan took Christ up the mountain and said, if you bow down to me, I'll give you all this, right? As if this demon, with that demon powers that were at that time, who were tempting Yeshua at the mount, on the top of the mountain. It was the same example of someone who has awakened, a man or woman who has awakened, and you have a strong influence over your community of people. See, the powers that were, that asked that question, that posed that offer, that said, if you bow down to me, if you become a puppet, I will make you famous. I will love you. Okay? Same people. It's not a demon with a that's red with pitchforks, pointy horns on his head, to create. They created was an illusion, okay? They did not want you all to see that they are truly Satan. They are truly the forces that the biblical text and many texts speaks about. They wanted you to believe that this dark force, which is in the spiritual realm, it does have a spiritual reflection, okay? But the physical reflection of that demon are those same people that are seated in power right now. So we're watching this thing unfold, watching this thing play out, and I guarantee you, this is not the last of it. This is the beginning, because there will be more people who stand up and speak out and speak the truth, and it's going to get clear. Press calls, remove people from position, or to take away their little green paper with these ugly faces on it. Them threatening to do that is no longer going to be, it's no longer going to be beneficial to them. Because they're going to understand their own value so much so that they say, I'm not afraid of you taking away that crap, because I no longer see the value in that green paper that has your entire energetic signature on it, that did all of this spell work over in order to get people to have an insatiable appetite for it, where they'll be willing to kill their neighbors or prostitute their body, to do all of these various, nefarious things from their carnal nature in order to obtain something that's nothing but paper? You got to be kidding me. It's time that we start recognizing our own value. We are the jewels of the world. A short way of saying that is a Jew, but we are the jewels. Please understand this. We are the jewels. We bring the value to this earth. We bring to the table. We already had our value far along, way before these people decided to begin to acknowledge us. Because remember, there was a time when they did not acknowledge our talents. But it wasn't until they decided, they can sing, they can dance, and they can sew, and they can create this, and they stole everything from us. Because we're too far beyond our talents of shaking our hands, singing, and singing lyrics. We created everything that is in existence, and you best believe, because they have been the ones in the position of creating history, they stole it and said it was theirs. Just like every part, every identity of the people who had a high position of status or high honor, it was them. These people tell it. The Europeans was the Egyptians. The Europeans was, they was everybody. Now they said they what? They the chosen seed, right? Okay? everyone in history, they say we are the original. It works against nature. It works against nature mainly because you learned in science class there's such thing as a recessive link as a dominant link. Recessively, it has a short survival rate. Dominant meaning it can thrive because it was meant to. And so they told you that the melanin is a recessive trait. Lack of melanin is a recessive trait versus a dominant trait is having melanin. So how is it possible that you are husband when, in fact, you can't really survive without melanated people. We literally have to block out the UV rays of the sunlight on behalf of the European race because we absorb it. Just like the solar system, we absorb the UV rays of the sunlight. So if in fact, they are everybody that had power, everybody that came to him from the beginning of time was them, then how does that work with nature? When the fact is, without us, if we did not exist, they could not exist as a planet. If we was wiped off the face of the earth, they could not exist, literally, because the energy of the sun would be too powerful for them. They would not be able to withstand the energy that's projected from the sun. That's why they've killed off so many of us. Their hope is to kill more of us as they make a way to block out the sunlight so that they can say, well, we no longer really need it here because now we don't have to worry about the solar rays. What does that say? If nature, the things that the Most High created naturally, but if nature can take you out just like that, absent the presence of melanated man, woman, and child, then how is it possible that you are the chosen seed? Somebody explain that to me. We got to make it make sense. You see what I'm saying? So with that being said, not everybody's going to like this message. Not everybody will agree to this message. But please understand, I'm not Kanye, nor am I Kyrie, okay? I make no apologies for what I express openly. Because the facts are the facts, and the truth must be told, and it must be heard. And if there's anybody out there that's not ready to hear the truth, there's millions of videos that you can go to that's going to coddle you and that's going to rock you right on back to sleep. This channel is not that. So that's my message. I would hope that many of these people who have been placed in a position of stardom, where the world knows your name, you've been able to gain a certain amount of financial security, and you're ready to really, you know, make a breakthrough and to do something for your community and to, you know, put together so that we can create our own wealth. Because we spend, okay? Y'all know this. We spend. So we will build a new kingdom absent these wicked, demonic beings. We do not need them. We never needed them. They came in and enforced themselves on us and placed us in a lower position through threats, okay? Bombing us, killing us, lynching us, okay? Putting magic over us and forcing us. We didn't openly and willingly go serve a Caucasian Christ. We was forced to. And then it was passed down from one generation to the next until we completely forgot about who we are, the powers that we naturally possess. See, people better than mine recognize what time it is. Either you're going to respect the fact awakening is happening and that we're not going to continue to stay in submissive state. We're not your little puppets. We are not your slaves. We are not inferior. We know who we are. And that's the biggest threat to the powers that were, is that you know who you are. It's time to wake up and step into that. Hold your chin up high. Represent your melanin. Represent your culture. Represent your history. We carry many names. We date back from the beginning of time. And so regardless of what name you decide to represent, I just say I'm a chosen seed because that me represents it all. I know who I am. And so it's time that we start standing in that. Rock your hair, rock your kinks, wear your colors, be proud of your melanin, be proud of your gifts and your abilities and your strength and your power. Do not suppress these things to coddle to make another group of people feel comfortable, because we have sat back and been in an inferior state, allowing them to stand over us because they're fearful of us. When you stand too strong, when you hold your head up too high, or when you as a melanated man decide to represent your beauty as a masculine man too much, or if you as a melanated woman decide to rock your fro and you represent your curves and all these beautiful things that you've been gifted with and that strong voice that you possess, these things intimidate the hell out of these people because it just reminds them of who we are and it reminds them of how much they want to suppress it. No, you cannot stand in your power because it's going to be too obvious to the world who you are. And we won't be able to convince them anymore that we are the ones that was chosen to take over this land. You see what they've done. You see what they've done being in a position of power. They've caused nothing but utter destruction all across the four corners of the globe being in a position of power. So that lets you know they ain't got no business being there. Their time was meant to be short-lived, and it is. So for those of you that's ready, listen. Y'all know I love writing, burning, and releasing. Let's do one now since we're moving towards this full moon energy. Collectively, for those spiritual warriors out there, I'm just thinking off the top of my head in terms of our truth being brought forward. I destroy and I release all blockages that prevent the truth from being spoken and heard in spirit and flesh. I destroy and I release all blockages that prevent the truth from being spoken and being heard in spirit and in flesh. And let's burn it together. And then we get a blue candle, and we're going to write on that blue candle, the truth is now spoken. The truth is now heard all across the four corners of the globe in spirit and in flesh. That represents the throat chakra, the blue candle. Let's do this together, y'all. I love you. I know I was a little amped up in this episode because my energy has been up here. I've been feeling some type of way today, and I knew it was something that had to be, it was something that had to come out. This is it right here. We're going to continue to stand in our truth, and we will not be shut down. I make no apologies. So if you get in my comments talking about an apology, you won't be the one apologizing by the time you get done. Trust and believe that. I love y'all, and I'll talk to you all next time.
And I believe we're coming.
When God said, let there be light, he was speaking of you. And then he found that the trees of life needed a fruit. Blacker the berry, sweeter the juice. He was thinking of you. You have that same goddess glow that I see in the moon. Even when the sun shines, I'm dreaming of you. Of course, I believe in love. I see it in you. I never needed the proof. I would like the chance to express my affectionate ways. Just give me the time and a definite place. I promise to love and embrace you in delicate ways. Heavenly ways, heaven awaits. I swim in your love, I drown in your love. The levees would break. I'm there for you, babe. In every way, whatever you say. 11-11, 11-11, I'm ready to stay. I'm loving your style, I'm loving your face, I'm loving your smile. I'm up in the clouds, I'm lifting you up and loving you down. I know you ready for me, we say we ready for love. They say they ready for us, we from the heavens above, pray. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whenever you ready. Whenever you call, I'll be on time, 11-11. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whenever you ready. 11-11. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whenever you ready. Whenever you call, I'll be on time, 11-11. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whenever you ready. 11-11. We should all seek to be as free as the wind blows. And love with kindness because hearts are more fragile than windows. Glass ceilings and mirrors cannot reflect the light that you resemble. You are more divine than signs and symbols written on the pyramid temples. It is in hieroglyphic lyrics that I write these songs. Hoping that you can hear my soul cry as I travel these nights alone. I would search far and wide for the universe's most righteous stone. Bow at your feet and give you my life and throne. Hoping I can right my wrongs. I'm loving your style, I'm loving your face, I'm loving your smile. I'm up in the clouds, I'm kissing you up and loving you down. I know you ready for me, we know we ready for love. No, they ain't ready for us, we from the heavens above. pray. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whenever you ready. Whenever you call, I'll be on time, 11-11. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whenever you ready. 11-11. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whenever you ready. Whenever you call, I'll be on time, 11-11. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whenever you ready. 11-11.
Royalty, the Queen Mother has spoke. All right, I say more on that. Thank you guys for tuning into Spiritual Soul Sunday. My name is Haru Dev Urban. You know me also as Heathen Bull. And today, guys, it's going to be a podcast of You Born featuring Renee Hamilton. Renee has been on the podcast. Go to Enhanced Awareness Radio and type in Renee Hamilton, Enhanced Awareness Radio, Renee Hamilton. I think we've done two shows. He was with me in 2013, guys. Enhanced Awareness Radio had, first got introduced to the world. Renee was one of someone who I looked up to, someone who has taught me a lot. I put in the show notes, guys, for you to go and listen to some talk done, especially Beverly. The link is in the show notes, guys. Please, I encourage you. But listen to that, all right? They also in the show notes. Ancestral T, I go back and listen to Ancestral T. I did a few podcasts on just shake out everything, you guys. So let's go ahead. The title of this podcast is going to be What is Life Force? So Renee says that you were never born. You know, you were just pretty much a figment of imagination. This is what he talks about, something that is kind of like the basic. And what is life is something that I got introduced early on. So I am checking it out again. So let's go listen to what Renee had to say. This is, I think, about a two-hour lecture, you guys. So I'll be back to close out. But, yeah, let's go ahead and take a listen. And then I'll come back in to explain more of what Renee said about, you know, you were never born, pretty much kind of just a figment of imagination. Some people say that you were not born, you were not created, although you were manifested. You know what I'm saying? Brother Will, he said that on one of his lectures recently, Remedy 8 on YouTube. All right,
guys, I'll be back.
Crazy and crazy stuff, right? So that's basically how I will start. Many of you have been format of the Zoom board. Today's going to be a little bit different. And the reason for that is that you have presented here going to talk about and what it is. It's going to be some strategy, how it affects you, how it affects your life, and whatever else you need to know about life course. Two great people are doing me a huge favor tonight. And one of them is my friend Kelly over there, who is a Reiki master. And then Nikki Abad, who is just newly branded. She is a therapist from Mount Charlotte University here. So what we're going to be doing, Kelly is going to be doing mini Reiki sessions on people that are interested. And Nikki is going to be doing mini seated shiatsu on you guys. Hopefully we have time to get as many people in as possible. However, time is limiting us. So I do have a sign-up sheet, and I believe we can fit maybe 10, maximum 12 people per mini treatment. Okay. The other thing that I'll be doing, because I'll be around, obviously, so those of you who know what I do, I mean, you can come and talk to me about energy chakras. I did bring my angel card deck. I was guiding you. I don't know what's on. So any of you that have quick questions, yes, we can do a mini reading. But again, my time will be kind of distributed among everybody. So I'm hoping to, answer any questions possible. Are you okay with that? Yeah? Any questions? No? Okay. One thing that I would like to say, first of all, this meeting is being videotaped. Is anybody against that, or does anybody have a problem with this videotape? Everybody's good? Yeah? Yeah? So, well, that's a good question. Ask Renee that. When he comes here, you can ask him why you're videotaping us today. Because I didn't use that. Yes, it's vanity issue here. So, yes, it is being videotaped. So, for as long as you guys are okay with us, it will be easy going. I would also like to announce the next date of this meeting. It's going to be a little longer in between because it's the first date I could get, and that is October 18th. I believe it's a Tuesday. And what we will be doing, we'll be actually learning how to do angel card readings. So anybody that's interested in that, definitely come. And do bring your own deck, okay? For all the people that are considering coming, when we're all mingling, please come and see me. I would like you to write your name down on a piece of paper for me. That's okay. Okay? Even if you're like 50-50, I'm going to write your name down. Okay? The other thing I would like to say, and I said that at the last meeting, some of you may not know what I'm talking about, but we do have the converted Dalai Lama CDs here again. And for those of you who don't know the Dalai Lama, I'm not going to go into that. Most of you know what I'm talking about. But anyways, we have a CD that has been converted to a 432 frequency, which actually tends to repair your DNA and it enhances healing of your body. And what we're doing with that, just so you guys know, Dalai Lama does not sell that CD. You can download it on websites. However, some of them have been pulled down, from what I understand, due to the controversy of it being not being him on the disc. However, what we are doing, because when I heard the CD, that CD to me came through the sound table that I use for the treatments that I do. And those of you who have tried it, who have been seeing it, you guys know what I'm talking about. But that CD, I have converted to the 432 frequency, and everybody falls in love with the CD. So although you're getting, you can have a free downloaded version at home, the one that you can purchase here for $5, the converted version, and what we do with the $5 is donate. It's donated. The last month we donated to the Humane Society, which was $100, which is pretty good for a $5 donation disc, right? And the one before we gave was $110. So I really wanted to make sure that is going to be doing her treatments in the treatment room across the hall here, and she's measure. That's why we are here, for all of you to get that done. Yeah? Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Here you go. Okay, Renee, the stage is yours.
Well, thank you so much for showing up here today. I really appreciate it. There's a lot of information I want to pass on to you today. Not sure how many times each of you have been here, where you're at as far as your understanding of energy, life, esoteric things, metaphysical subjects and whatnot. I myself hand signals there.
Yeah, I know. Is it better? No, there's a reason for why we're
okay, let's turn down a little more.
Should
we
say down?
Yeah, turn down. Half that. Okay.
Everybody's happy?
Yeah. Awesome. Myself particularly, I'll tell you about my history. I'm 37 years old right now, or the body is here at least. And when I was growing up, very young age, 2 years old, I knew that I was not from this world per se. And there's a time particularly when my first day of school, we had about 30 kids all sit around in a circle, and we all had to tell each other who our parents were and where we were from. And everyone said their parents' names are Jackie and Dave and whatnot. And in my mind, I saw stars and galactic, like, galaxies. And I knew I was a child of the universe. And I was almost just about to say that. But I knew they wouldn't understand. And I knew my mother was just a vessel for me to come to this dimension, per se. So at a very young age, I was very sensitive to energies and people's emotions and how their mind is working, almost like an adult in a infant body trying to figure out this reality, so to speak. It's kind of hard to explain. So over the years, I spent the first 10 years of my life living in the dream world. Like, my dream life was more vivid than the physical world, per se. It was a pretty exciting time. And as I was around the age of 10, I started to become more depressed, per se. Depressed at the realization I'm stuck in this body and stuck in people attempt to do, and you gotta go to college and do this, and just the structure of reality just didn't make sense to me. I mean, it made sense, but it didn't resonate with me, per se. And I got a lot of trouble. I started to, at age 11, 12, I started to pickpocket and go to arcades and fight and steal and just rebelling against this false reality, per se, if you want to call it that. I got into a lot of fighting, got into a lot of drugs when I was another teenager, sold drugs. And several things happened over the years that pushed my friends away from me. It was so negative and just such a downer to it. I was so fickle and analytical that all my friends walked away from me on the age of 17. And as a result of that, I had to sit down and analyze what I was going in my life, what I was doing, what I was about. And I was really popular in high school and junior high and ultimately extremely popular. So to go from high up here, like social status, high school status, to like no friends in like 1 month, pretty, you know, devastating at that time. And consequently, I started to do some investigation into what I was all about, and started to investigate different books. My mother had a very large book collection, astral projection, and all different type of books that I've always been there. I've just never even looked at them. I never even knew that what the contents were ever. I never really read a book in my life up to the point. So once I started to read some of these books, I started to, my mind sort of opened up into the possibilities of what reality really was. And a short time later, about 6 months later, I had a bursts of love, including to the point where it felt like I was a god and everything creation was my creation. The love is endless. I tried to think of negative to see if I could, and I just couldn't, just physically, mentally couldn't. And as at that point, since I was 18 years old, I got half my life, more than half my life now, really investigating the nature of reality and people and different dimensions and whatnot. Really, last few years, I've done a lot of work in terms of mental health, where I can get fun and issues, and sometimes even taste going on. I look at sickness, and so here, liver thing will say, hey, I need this, or I need to do that. Like, okay. And it's funny because the voice kind of like smoke. The body, even though ourselves as an entire being, each communicates this part of our body, and even the con of that still have their own reality. It's pretty fascinating. So I spent a lot of time doing that. I do a lot of skin lecturing, I sell a lot of energy products, and it came about in where I should start with. I won't get too deep into my past. My path may just throw off kind of where I'm going right now. Let's just say that I was at a young age, my ability to recognize, to operate in different dimensions and to manipulate energy, that my abilities were co-opted or misguided into directions that were to pull down mankind. And that was done on a conscious decision by those wiped out. Didn't know I made it. So I won't get it. I'll talk about this at a later time. Around the age of 30, I started to wake up from my hypnotic trance of where I was before and started my abilities to benefit mankind, to help people awaken to who they really are and break the illusion of what we think we are, which is the difference is so vast that you cannot awaken immediately. You just cannot, because the difference between what you are and what you think you are is so vast that it would kill you. It wouldn't just kill you, it would lower your soul, per se. So most of the way systematic process in which you can absorb and comprehend how you got to that point by step. I find a lot of people are wanting to ascend or to ask for minds or do all this phenomena without really understanding the complexity or the system behind it or appreciating the nuances of that. All are exactly where you need to be at the exact moment, and it's a mathematical formula that the universe has worked out. And on the subject of mathematics is energy, light, and how it applies to your daily life, and the people you meet, and the food you eat, and the air you breathe, and how do you interpret that and use that to your advantage to help take yourself to the next level of happiness and love and joy in your life. And I'll start off by saying that matter, as you know that, physics matter is all science. it's particles, it's atoms, it's electrons. And this is all biology. Okay? And biology is physics. Physics is mathematics. Mathematics is information. Information is energy. Information and energy are synonymous. They're one and the same. So when we're looking at a floor, a wall, or your cell phone, whatever, you're looking at a mathematical formula. It actually has a numerical digit to it. There are some people who actually see things in numbers. They don't see objects. They just see numbers. Just the numerical representation of what you think you're looking at, per se. Your mind is capable of perceiving things in innumerable amount of ways. But given the fact that everything in its root level is information and energy, that would lead me to question what is the information and what is the energy and where is it coming from and what do I do with it? I'm sure you're all drinking a glass of water, but what is water? Do you know what water is? Kelly?
What is water?
Like, what is it alive? Is it dead? Is it a function? Like, what is it?
Ultra light.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to say. It's hard to really say, right? Because it's outside of us, right? We've been told water is, you know, drink it. It keeps you alive. And whatever. But water is information. Okay? Everything's information. Okay. What information is it? That's the question. What kind of information would you want? Energy information? You want good information? You want bad information? Good information. Okay. So all you would choose good information. Yes? No? Good information. Okay. Do you sometimes choose bad information on purpose? No? 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 You ever have a bowl of ice cream?
No.
Nope? Okay. What kind of information do you think is inside a bowl of ice cream? Okay. So let's just break it down to, you know, our day-to-day thing. Let's use, for example, a prescription pill. Now, it's not the prescription pill that you're taking that actually performs the function. What's happening is scientists are actually creating chemicals that carry information, okay? It's like a program. And they're putting this information inside a pill in the form of these chemicals. And you're taking it, and the chemicals transfer the information to your brain, to tell your brain to do this, blah, blah, blah. And then your body starts to react to that. Now, I'm sure you've all heard of side effects. Are there really such things as side effects? Do you think there's side effects? I think there are effects. But what's a side effect? An effect is an effect. It's a side effect. It's an effect, but it's on the side. It's right to the side. You know what I mean? Like, so why would there be a side effect that's negative in a prescription pill or an effect? If they're designing it from the ground up, why would there be a negative effect? Do you think it's by accident? Think about that. Yeah. Just something to think about. So when you eat an apple or a steak or a bunch of juice or whatever you're taking, what you're taking is you're taking information and you're absorbing the information. Okay? Everything you touch is shooting off information and receiving information. So everything is like a radio tower and receiver at the same time. A piece of dust on the floor is one of these power places, your earrings, your hair, everything is just transmitting and receiving. Just one big information exchange. Now, what is life force? It's the force of life, the force of energy, the force of information. Okay? So when we're dealing with food, water, people, whatever it is, we're actually exchanging information. Now, when you watch TV or horror movie, I know Sarah does not like to watch horror movies, she said, because it downloads her brain with negative information. So she just doesn't even want to watch it. Now, whatever you're watching, whatever you're touching, whatever you're interacting with, you are absorbing the information. And what is that information doing to you? Are you able to control what it's doing to you? Are you aware that you're actually absorbing it, or you just think you're watching it? So I can assure you everything that you come in contact with is going into the information, is embedding into you in one way or another. So paying attention to energy is very important in terms of how you interpret life and how you program yourself for life. And I'll give an example. I can have a glass of water that's... Would you say that this is pretty clean water? Yeah. No? Bottle. Okay, well, compared to say...
Okay.
Yeah, quite. Well, you do have a point, because the water appears to be clean. Just like if I had two friends and they were twins and they're guys and they play football all the time, and one of them had a really bad attitude, just negative person, and wherever he goes, he just causes fights, causes problems, he's always attract negative each other. And he has a twin brother who's just the most nice guy, most caring, very considerate, awesome guy to be around. So let's just say that they're both 30, football playing or whatever, they come home and they're all full of mud, and they both take a shower, and they're both standing in front of you, and they're both clean. Are they both really clean? No? Yeah? What do you say? Kelly. Is it Kelly? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not appearance.
How they feel. So cleanliness is not appearance. It's more of the integrity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or information. Right? So cleanliness is more about information. Is information clean versus not clean? Okay. So how about coffee per se? Would you say coffee is clean?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because it depends on what kind, right? Yeah. Cream and sugar? Cream and sugar? Milk, okay.
Sorry.
There you go. Now we're getting there. So we have coffee randomly. Oh, it tastes good. I'll eat this. Oh, go to Cabbage Tapis and get a foot-long pogo stick or whatever. You know, and corn dog, and we're just shoving all these things in our mouths, and we don't understand that it's all energy, it's all information going to us. And over the years, we start to age and get our hair gets gray, and skin turns old, weird, and we're like, what? Like, you know? And we wonder why things are just not the way they were when we were younger, because we're accumulating a lot of negative energy, a lot of information meshing down our life force, say. So if you're taking in more negative life force, you are taking in more positive force, what do you think the effects of that are going to be? What do you think the effects of that are going to be on a short-term basis or long-term basis? Well, if you're absorbing more negative information than positive information. Yeah, like, you know, on many different levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, however you want to look at it. I often ask people, how much time in a whole week does one spend pondering or thinking or better yet, resonating or being loved? So what an exercise I would do, I pretend I'm in a hot air balloon, and I would like slice off the top of every building in the whole city, and I would just see where I go in a whole week and just kind of fast forward and see where my attention is. Am I on TV? Am I playing video games? Am I doing? Am I on a computer? You know, what are people doing with their energy? How much time are actually thinking about love? You know, and maybe 3 minutes in a week, and that's because I'm thinking about my dog, right? So if we look at that ratio, a whole week is 168 hours, somewhere around there. Okay? So 168 hours, I'm thinking 3 minutes about love. What's the ratio of that? In 1 hour, it is 3 minutes, 60, 20. We're looking at a ratio of 700 negative to 100 positive. Okay? So people think, you know, why am I not achieving the things I want? You know, why do bad things happen to good people and whatnot? At the same time, they're not putting their attention upon things that really matter, like love, like forgiveness, like charitable things. I'm giving money to charity. I mean, expressing these higher emotions. So we give out negative energy, but yet we think that we should just finally get positive energy back. There's a thermodynamics. This third law has a power to act as the average, especially one of the laws of the universe. Four laws of the universe that I'm aware of. That everything runs by. And if you do not know these laws don't care if you know it or don't know it. It's like gravity. Gravity doesn't care if you believe in it or not. It is. Do you want to hear what these four laws are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. The first law is, and this is the law, is you exist and you are love. And the Creator loves you. That's one. Okay. Second law, you exist, you are love, and the Creator loves you. Second law is all is one, and one is all. All is one, and one is all. And third law, is everything you think, feel, and do comes back to you. Everything you think, feel, and do back to you. And the fourth law is everything changes except first three laws. Okay? That's a very important one. Very important. Now, there are other laws that stem from those three laws, like more like sub-laws or logical conclusions that stem from those three laws. Now, these laws are what I call the law of one, the law of one. And the reason why it's the law of one is because everything is one, and one is everything. So it's one thing. So, for example, us in the room, it appears to be all separate. It's all one thing. This one thing is so creative, it created itself to trillions and billions on the amount of shapes and sizes and whatever. It is so creative, it created this individuality. However, it's one thing. I always use the analogy of like a football field. There's a trillion blades of grass on the football field. Blade of grass in its own being, yet it's one lawn, it's one living lawn, all connected together. So the universe is one massive living being, so creative, from the atom to the cosmos, is one, just the biggest thing you could ever think of. You can't imagine how big it is. So it's so massive in terms of scope that we cannot conceive of that. certain lies we've told ourselves. Those lies have come from many different sources, from friends, from TV, from radio, from advertisements and whatnot. And that's primarily what the job of a lot of the media to do is to give you lies. Not to damage you, spiritually speaking, but to help you have an opposition so you can go beyond the opposition. Not if that makes any sense right now. But if we don't have anything to that's against us, we will never look at ourselves and go further. We will just think everything's fine and we'll be complacent. So a lot of what we read in books and TV and media and whatnot is not truthful on many different levels. That's why I always suggest people take time to investigate and research everything they've been told or hear or whatever, and really start to investigate the nature of your own reality and what it consists of and the quality of the information you're being exposed to. You know, we have a lot of things vying for our attention. Now, if I place a picture on the wall here, let's just say a picture everyone knows, like George Bush. Okay. Everyone has an idea about George Bush, right? Okay. Not necessarily positive. Maybe some people like George Bush. Maybe when you guys said it, if I was in the US, I would have voted for him. When you look at that picture, what do you think is happening? Do you think that you are sending the information? Or the picture sending you information? Both? Yeah. Okay. So think of how many people dislike George Bush. Think of all the energy, negative energy going to that picture when they see the face on TV, right? There's a lot of energy, negative energy going in that direction. Now, when one places their attention upon any object, what is the first thing that happens? Your focus, your attention, your energy is going there. Okay? So more people who look at George Bush's image and hate him, the more what is he getting? Energy? So nothing to ponder on. That's why advertising works so well, because they want your attention. Why they want your attention? Because they want your energy. Everyone wants your energy. Minus a few people who really love you. Okay? Everyone in the world right now. It's not about money. It's not about oil. It's not about political power. It's about energy. Now, the more energy, life force you have moving through you, the more you are a source of life. Particularly to other people who don't have as much life force moving through them. So people who have disconnected themselves from higher amounts of life force tend to target people who have a higher life force so they can get their energy, because they don't have a lot of energy and they need energy to survive. Both are synonymous. The less energy you have, there are some nuances into that. There are some people who are generally positive people, but literally have fibromyalgia maybe and just can't get out of that. They're just low energy. Then there's people who have lowered their life force in such a way that they are negative. They cannot see light. They cannot see the goodness or the divinity in anything. And they're constantly looking for targets to steal, targets to beat up, rape, murder, scam, you name it. It's all there. So life is about energy. Life is about who's got the most energy, who's doing what with the energy, scamming the energy. I mean, think of the income tax system. Think of how many people are living. 300 million people in the United States. And 25% of each of their checks are being cut, you know, just tax rip off. Well, maybe 100 million people are actually working in the United States. That's a lot of energy. I mean, people work for that, and they're not getting any more, right? What do you think the taxation system is all about? Building roads?
Building the roads? Ooh, we don't pay taxes. We can't build the roads.
Trust me, there's nothing to do with roads. Say energy. Oh, energy. But where does energy go? Okay? So you pay taxes, it goes to government officials, it goes where does it follow the trail of the energy? Where is it? Where's your energy? Where's your energy going? Okay? So, these are the things we really need to pay attention to and to really take it seriously, but not too serious. Not too serious to where you become depressed or start becoming OCD or freaking out or whatever. So really pay attention to where you are, where your energy is, and what you're doing with it. Very, very, very important. For example, water right here. I've measured the life force, which I'll show you all later on, and I'll be giving you each reading on personal life force on this machine right here afterwards. I've measured the life force of the city of water, or sorry, the city of Edmonton's water. Now, I call this the Vibra Electro Life Force Scale that I sort of devised. And it's measuring the vibration of the electrons in any object. And the higher the vibration, the more positive unified life force value. And when I say positive unified life force value, I can measure the life force value of something, but unless it's unified, meaning all of one and one is all, then it's not really real. So positive unified life force value. There's also a negative life force value as well. So everything has a positive and negative life force value. For the average human that I've measured, thousands of people, up until about 6 months ago, I would say the average human I would measure would be between 20 and 100. No, I'll put this into perspective here. The life force values go from zero, meaning none, to infinity, just forever and ever and ever. So zero being none, averaging 20 to 100 until it goes to infinity, that's not far from zombie land, from the waking dead, I'm telling you. It's pretty dismal, okay? Recently, I started to notice that start to raise a bit more. Maybe from about 100 to 400 now seems to be the average range. I'm not sure why the change, whether the change was in me or something. I don't know. I don't really know. And when I'm measuring life force in objects, particularly things that consume, something starts to be rejuvenating for you around 10,000 positive life force. And so if you use an apple or whatever it is, ideally around 10,000, where it starts to kind of let you tread the water rather than sinking below the surface. Everything also has a negative life force. So your ideal range of negative life force would be none, which would be zero. However, anywhere between 0 to 400 negative seems to be your body's able to deal with that. More than 400 starts to unbalance you. Okay, so that being said, Edmonton tap water is about 1,200 positive, so not quite 10,000, okay, and negative 153,000. Now remember, 0 to 400 is super range. 153,000 negative is a rate. Now, just in my own personal experiment I've done, and no disrespect to Aquafina or Dasani, but I'll tell you my results from that. Aquafina's positive life force value was about in the areas of 800 or so, and negative 12,000 for Aquafina. Okay, it's better than tap water, okay? But Dasani was quite shocking, and I've tested many, many bottles. That's about 600 positive, 73 million negative. I would have to put a blasphemy spell on my water and make it like that. I'm not even joking. I'm serious when I say that. 73 million? How? What's that? How would that compare to what? Like soda pop. Well, Coca-Cola, I measured, and that was about 200 positive and 125 million negative. And diet, Coke, was 250 million negative. Just negative information. I'm measuring the quality of the information. You have a question?
So you said that the positive life force is the electron.
It's the higher integrity energy.
So the negative, how is that?
What I'm measuring in the positive is how unified the energy is in terms of how much in harmony it is with the universal life force, with the cosmic energy. Okay. The negative, what we're measuring, will be how unbalanced it is, how out of balance it is, per se. So you could have positive and negative at the same time, and we all do to one degree or another. So when I'm talking about information about the Sani or Coke or whatever it is, it's the information that's in that liquid that causing this to happen. Not the liquid itself, but the information just happens to be trapped in that liquid. So it's kind of like walking through a grocery store and you see all these boxes of cereal, Cocoa Puffs, and whatever it is, and they have all these advertisements, you know, Tony Tiger and, you know, the Jack guy from Kellogg's or Rice Krispies, whatever it is. You're looking at an advertisement. Okay, you're not seeing the contents, you're just seeing the advertisement. The advertisement could be anything. It could be a lie. It could be truth. You don't know. But if you can see inside the box, see X-ray vision, then you see the real truth behind what the information is.
But
so
can't you go there yourself again?
Pardon me?
No, There's nothing to protect from.
What do you need protection for? Yes. Okay, I assume, like for example, you come across a test not positive thing,
mm-hmm.
and you want to deflect that way or shield yourself from it. Well, it's you can do that or you cannot do that, depending on the perspective you take. If you take the perspective that all is one and one is all, then you will see that product is you, and you don't need to defend yourself from it. If you take perspective of, I'm separate from that, and that could harm me, then a shield would work. Totally. It depends on how you're looking at it. I know for many years, I would wear a lot of pendants, to the point where I look like Mr. T. Okay. I'd be like weighing down, just like, whoa. Okay. I'd have all sorts of beamers and stuff in my pockets, and I'm one of the guys who had, I have a similar sort of meetup group in Edmonton, and he came in one day, and I could see all this irregular shaped chest, like just like, what is with this dude? At the end of the talk, I'm like, what's up? You know, what's going on? He's like, hey, I like your products, and I'm checking them out.
I'm like, what's with this? What's on your chest? And he pulls out his chest and he has duct tape, like, put and zipped up and just like big chunks of metal and I don't know, like big hunks of crystal, like inches thick, just like, I'm like, what is this? It was insane. And he's like, you'll hold after me, to just have me to put this protect field up and stuff took on his legs and arm. I was like, oh buddy, it's like a suit of armor. It was insane. So, you know, you can get carried away at certain times. Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. So information. You know, when I'm looking at people, I'm looking at information. I'm looking at conglomerate of information, and not in personal, like, oh, here's your number, or like in jail or something. More of a, you're an energy field, a compilation of information. Now, I'll tell you something really interesting, and this is a true story. There's a friend who I grew up with, a very good friend of mine, and we stopped hanging out around the age of 13 or 14. And about 6 months ago or so, I was holding a meeting, just like this one here, at a local church, and they have conference rooms that you can rent out for a few hours at a time. And as I left the church, the foyer, they have a chapel in there, and on the chapel it said so-and-so's obituary funeral thing. And I'm like, whoa, is that my friend's father? Like, wow, that's crazy, because I haven't seen him in like 20 years. And so I went on the internet, and sure enough, that was my friend's father, and I showed up at the funeral. There's about a couple hundred people there or so, and I didn't know anyone there other than his son, which is my friend I haven't seen in like 20 years. And everyone sits down, 200 people all sat down in different pews, okay? And I'm not a religious person, and I have nothing against that. And the priest, the Catholic, he had told everyone who is Catholic, he wants to come up and have the body of Christ, have some bread and wine, to come up to him or whatever, and he will hand it out. Communion. Communion. Exactly. Thank you. And those who are not Catholic cannot come up. However, they can come up, but they cannot have the body. And if I do come up and you're not Catholic, I have to have my hands like that and walk up and bow. So I decided not to go. So there were maybe 24 pews, so 12 or maybe 15 on each side, all full. And there was two other people beside me. So there's four of us. Actually, there's four of us in one row. So everyone in the whole place got up, except my whole row. What are your chances that the universe arranged all of us in that row? Right? Mathematical information sequencing. That's all it is. You know, everyone you're sitting right beside, each person that you're karmically, mathematically supposed to sit next to. And you may have thought you had a choice to sit there. I guarantee you didn't. You know? The ego, our separate selves, like to think that we're doing things and we have control. I can tell you right now, that is complete and utter illusion. You have no control over anything you're doing. Nothing. There's only one thing you have control over. And that is in each moment to be yourself or not to be yourself. And how you interpret that, you can take it any way you want it. Okay? To be yourself or not be yourself. Based on that decision, in any given moment, that will determine what you do, what you say, what you think, who you talk to, what comes into your life, what food you eat, what you smell, what you taste. Everything is automated from that point. Right? Now think of this. Think of me getting this jar and throwing it at that door and it bounces on the floor. It'd be pretty safe to say I caused that to happen, right? You think, right? I keep it up, I threw it. Okay, what if my mother did not give birth to me? Then that wouldn't have happened, correct? Okay, so is my mother the cause of that? Did she cause that? Did she give birth to me, which caused that to happen? And what about her mother? What about the caveman way back in the day? They must have caused that to happen because they started it. I didn't start it. I'm like a domino in the middle that just gets pushed into my eyes. I had no control over it. Okay? So if you think about it, we like to take control of things. So we say, I'm gonna drop it down again. We like to think we did it, and that's an isolated event. But think of everything in the whole life, every planet, every person I talk to, my mother giving birth to me, everything comes down to exact certain calculations for me to get up and do that. And how can I say I did it when there's so many trillions and zillions of factors that I was born that went into me doing that? How can I say I did it? You can't. There's no way you can isolate one incident and say, I did that, when there's zillions of other factors that went into that, that is way beyond you. You know, like galaxies. Even the fact that Earth is here is a cause of that. I mean, what if Earth wasn't here? Then that wouldn't happen. So what caused Earth to happen? That's definitely a factor in you doing that. You know? So it's like a water drop in the ocean. You know, bumping another water drop. Did that water drop actually do that, or was it part of a big wave that just was uncontrollable? Okay. I feel that we're part of a big wave that is uncontrollable from the perspective of the individual. And when you start to move with that wave, then you get to start to understand what the wave is and what it's doing and where it's going. And that's the life force of the universe. When you're in harmony with the life force of the universe, you can understand and comprehend you can be anywhere at will because it's all you. Okay? Until you get beyond that, you'll be stuck in a state of mind where we are subject to laws of separateness, which are man-made laws. They don't exist. It's all in your mind. So if all is one and one is all, and you're driving and there's an old 98-year-old bugger just creeping over there, and you're like, I can't wait. Who are you talking to? Who are you mad at? There is no one else. It's just you. It's another part of you you didn't know. But you thought that part of you was not a part of you, it was some other dude. You get mad at him, not knowing it's a part of you. The illusion is that there's other people. The other people actually exist. There is no other people. There's just you in different shapes and forms that you don't understand it. So when I say everything comes back to you, everything you think and feeling you come back to you, it doesn't come back to you. It's a lie. It never left you. It's just you. You did it yourself. The law of one. Okay. I hope that makes some sense. Okay? A lot of one. So in terms of energy and life force, I've developed a technique to take the information from one object and replace it with information from another object. So I can take information of chicken breast and put it inside of an orange. So when you're eating the orange, you're getting the nutrients of chicken breast, the information of the chicken breast, vice versa. Okay? So I can take a little gelatin and I could program it with information that would maybe soothe your headache. But this, all this is a carrier of information, just like a prescription pill. Carrying information. What is the quality of the information? Every word you say to someone, every word you say is magic. Okay? Because that word contains information. It contains intent, it contains love, it contains deception, it contains whatever you want. It's a living testament of your character, of your heart, of where you're coming from. Every word is watched by the universe. It's really important that you really be careful what you think and what you feel and how you interpret what other people are saying. Your words can be used for mind control. Anytime you tell a lie to anyone, I don't care how small or big it is, you are attempting to control someone else's reality by giving them a false representation. Straight up. I don't care what you say to them. Anything that is not true is straight up mind control. And what happens when you mind control? Everything going around, you'll be mind control. In one way or another. To reading an accent that convinces you that, you know, will back to things for back pain when you actually don't need that and that actually harms you and hurts you even more. All right? So your integrity, how well you manage your energy and you manage your information management. That's all you're in the business of right now. You didn't know that, but you are. Information management. How are you going to manage your information? What are you going to do with it? Yeah. You want more of it? You want less of it? You want purity of information? It's all up to you. And some people I know personally, you can touch you, and know everything about you. Even details you can't even remember, they can live it in 1 second flat. That's how much information. That's how much life force is moving through the table. They can just access all information like that. Like, how powerful is that? That's insane, right? But everything is telling a story about yourself. So all you need to do is tap in to the possibility that's impossible. Because if you don't think that's possible, your mind will block it out from your awareness. It will block it out. Right now, I can see shapes, colors, images, sounds, tastes, smells coming from all of you in different ways. There's some of it's floating above you, some of it's floating in front of you, some of it's all sorts of stuff. Colors, the aura, the aura field of it, the egg around people, a representation of a being in their emotional state, mental state, in their memory state, in their spiritual state, in their physical state. And by looking at a person's full aura or portions of it, you can determine what the inside is, what the information is coming from a being. So is it a gift? I don't think so. I think it's natural to be able to read information and process it and send it back. I think it's unnatural to not be able to do that. I don't think it's supernatural to see an aura. I think it's natural. I think it's unnatural to not see auras or read information. And why shouldn't we read information? That's why we're here to process information and to do what we want with it. Some people choose to devolve. Some people choose to evolve. And either way, that's okay because it's the universe just experiencing itself through that expression at that time. So is there good? Is there bad? Depends on how you interpret information, whether it's an event is good or bad, or whether the event actually means what you think it means to begin with. You know, there's I used to think when people, when I was a little kid, would call me one example. I remember like 12 and this girl was pissed off at me because she liked me. I wanted her to go to school. She'd rather hang out with her. And she didn't know about me seeing her, but I was like, oh, and, you know, back in the day, I just get so triggered, so easy, right? And back in the So, yeah, that being said, what was my point? Bring back some memories. Back then it pissed me off. And why did it piss me off? Well, let's just say someone calls me hypothetically a nigger and I get really pissed off. Why would I get pissed off? I'd probably get pissed off because somewhere down deep inside, I really don't know who and what I am. And the fact that they said that, they might actually be true. They're saying might actually be true in the of becoming. Okay? You, when you don't know yourself, you're just...
Hold on, guys. I don't know what happened.
Susceptible to anger, from deception, all these different things. Nowadays, it'd be laughable. It'd be absolutely, I'd probably laugh at a person, like genuine, you know, not out of confidence. I'd be like, wow, that's interesting. So, it really depends on how you interpret information and how you think about yourself. And when someone says something to you, how you take it. Do you take it as an attack upon yourself? Well, if that's the case, go always refer back to the three laws of the universe. All is one is one is all, you are love, but anything you do feels come back to you. So who is saying what to you? It's yourself talking to yourself. Now when someone says something to trigger you or get you upset, punch you in the face, stab you, whatever. It's your own energy coming back to you. Nothing happens outside of you because it's all your own energy coming back to you. So that's where the idea of, you know, I'm the victim, I'm innocent. No. Somewhere down the line, whether not even in this lifetime, could be a past lifetime. You did something and the universe is trying to show you what you did so you can go beyond it. And that's where people randomly attack us and we just can't figure it out. Because number one, there is no other people, it's all your energy coming back to you. And the other person, by hurting you, is showing you a weakness you have within yourself that you need to overcome. Now, that particularly happens, is useful in dealing with emotions. You know, someone, you know, a lover, you know, hurt you really bad or whatever, and you need to overcome certain deficiencies in your thought to overcome that. You know, and I can go into the psychology of 50 different subjects. We just don't have the time to do that, and I help you get really good at listening to that. However, you must take charge and responsibility for every thought you have, every emotion you have, every action you take on every level, down to the most minute, down to the atomic level. And only then you will be in control of your life, because if you think there's someone outside of you or something outside of you happening, and you're always going to be giving away your what? Energy, your power, to something outside of you that doesn't exist. It's like a phantom, always ahead of you. And they're like, especially with money, oh, I can't get a job, 10 resumes, and, you know, got to be fun with them, not same with me, you know. There is no outside, and everything you're experiencing, whether when you look outside now and see the sun out there, that sun literally exists in your own mind. Your mind is projecting the sun and the moon and the floor beneath you. Kind of like you're driving in the middle of a country road with no steel. And you have an awesome latency. You're driving and you can see the road in front of you. But take it 20 feet at a time. Okay? Everything else is pure blackness. That's how reality works. It's a void. There's nothing. It's just an empty void, and you're literally projecting reality out of your brain, not hypothetically, but symbolically, like 20 feet in front of you. It's you're projecting it in front of you and walking through it, thinking you're actually experiencing it. You're literally just imagining it. In your own mind, you're even imagining the movement of your arm way up and down that to give the illusion of 3D reality. You're actually never even moving. You're actually never even moved once. You're just a stationary consciousness that's projecting 3D reality around itself to teach itself about itself. And the reason I say that is because we are so programmed to look outside of ourselves and not look inside of ourselves. That our mind needs to project our reality outside of ourselves so we can learn. Because we're never looking inside. If you never look inside, something has to get your attention. So reality projects itself outside of you to make things happen so you can say, aha, you know, something traumatic, so you can pay attention. And then look inside and then find a solution to it. But it's all within you. So, information management. That's really important. Start filtering out your mind, your thoughts, all based upon the three laws of the universe. Okay? When you base all your thoughts and your whole day-to-day life, reality upon that, you will see things change instantaneously. You won't even understand what's going on. I have friends who can talk to trees, dogs, cats, fluently. Like, fluently. Imagine that. You're never going to be bored anymore, I guarantee you. You know? I had mentioned before, you do not want to start experiencing things that you're not ready for. And people want to always progress and they want to reach the word enlightenment. Enlightenment. Always no rush to do these things.
Right.
Yet it's the journey, you know, this cliche, it's the journey that matters, not the destination. And you are exactly where you need to be. People you meet on the street who are bummed out or breaking the houses or doing drugs and laid out or whatever, they're exactly where they need to be. So their soul has put them there to experience that life in that moment. And even if they attack you, they're not attacking. Because the moment you feel attacked, means there's a weakness within you that needs to be resolved. So they're helping you. They're pinpointing, they're like your angel in disguise, pinpointing a problem within yourself that you need to fix. And that actual person laying on the ground is actually you in a different form that you don't recognize as you just yet. But you will. And then you'll see that your eyes are everywhere because you are everywhere. And therefore you can move your consciousness to anything and anything you, anyone you want. Again, I remember eating spaghetti at one time and feeling what it's like to be the fork and spaghetti going down my throat and table all at once. Like, talk about information. Like, it's no longer just eating spaghetti anymore. It's like a major, like, tripped out acid trip or something. Okay? And your consciousness can expand beyond what you think your body is to encompass the whole universe, to encompass the whole earth, seems like, or a whole city block. And I merely just make the intention to tune into, you know, each and every one of you, and I could even feel emotions and kind of identify with where you're at and what you're feeling and why not. And you'll be able to do the same when once you start to turn your mind into a receiver and transmitter consciously. Because you're all unconsciously doing right now. Not all of you, most of you. The mind, I'm going to be wrapping this up here pretty soon, but the mind is like a satellite dish, transmitting and receiving energy. And right now it's stuck on channel one, which is our version of the universe, the way we mass consciously think it operates. However, we can change that. We can actually switch to channel two, three, four, and sometimes watch multiple channels at the same time. And there are a lot of people who do that. They can actually operate on simultaneous dimensions at the same time. In one dimension, you... Another dimension right now, Nicole, reading a book, sitting in like a red chair rocking next to a light post. You look similar, maybe a little more stern and a little more 1800s-ish sort of. Okay. Sitting there, some light is reading, kind of a stern personality. Okay, but that's happening right now. You're just not aware of that. And what you think of the past like is actually simultaneously happening. But there's time, it's just an illusion per se. So, yeah, things are really interesting. So, anyone have any immediate questions right now? And I'll move on to talking about some of the stuff I've done. First off, you are, you exist. Okay. You exist, okay? Meaning that you. I'm not talking about what you are. That's a different story. You exist. Okay. I'm not saying the whole exists or, you know, whatever you think you are, but you exist. And it's up to you to discover what you are. Okay? And the Creator loves you. And you are love. But you need to figure that out in your own way, come to your own understanding on that. So if you're that, and everyone else is the same, because we're all, you know. So once you start seeing everyone and treating everyone like they are princes or princesses, and understanding if they're lying to you, or they're making, or they're against you, or they're making a mistake, that their soul, the soul is directing that. And that by you judging them in their perfection of their role, of their character, is vain. Okay? And you're putting yourself above. You basically think you're a god at the moment. So I'm going to leave you with a couple of things. I'm going to talk about the five passions of the mind. I'll tell you what they are. And then I'll talk about a couple of other things here with some of the products and what they do and why they do what they do. And how they work and how they can benefit you and how you can possibly learn to make your own products or not even need them anymore. So there's there's five passions that control almost everyone you know and control you in varying degrees. One is called anger. One is called vanity. Anger, vanity, lust. And that is not specific only to a sexual situation. Okay. Greed. And undue emotional attachment or over it. So that would be the opposite of those laws of yours. When you're operating in the world of the ego or the world of duality, those five passions that run. You could basically say if there is a Lucifer, whether it is or not, that's for you to discover. That being would control those five things. Okay. The Lord of Illusion. Okay. So, lust, anger, greed, vanity, over attachment. So what I'm going to talk about right now is some of the things I've been able to make, some of the inventions, and what they're able to do, and just kind of grasp and better understanding of where I'm coming from and what technology is now emerging, and that you could hopefully, if that's what you wish, to do even greater things and things that, you know, astound you. Certain things I've done have astounded me. I didn't know it was capable. And slowly learning to unlimit my boundaries of what I think is possible or not. And I noticed that many of you are wearing some of these pendants I've made. And I've had people wear them for a couple of years and still ask me, I just don't understand. I'm doing something. I just don't understand what it's doing or how it's doing it. Well, I'll give you a couple of different explanations. I'm sure all of you have seen television shows where I've been in a doctor's office or something, or not office, an ER, where someone has a heart attack and they go unconscious. And the first thing doctors do is they get these pads, their defibrillator pads, and boost someone's heart back up with electrical energy, electricity. So our body is running, our heart's pumping on an electrical circuit. Okay? What powers that circuit? And what is electricity? Well, you could stop drinking and stay alive for 3 to 10 days, maybe 2 weeks if you're lucky. So it's not water that keeps us alive entirely. You can stop eating for a year, you know, and they just started getting malnourished and probably passed away because of malnourishment. But if you stop breathing for 3 minutes, it's pretty much going to be game over for you. So your breath is keeping you alive. What is it in the breath that's keeping us alive? Oxygen. Well, what is oxygen? It's energy. Okay? It's also information. So it is a life force. Now remember, your heart's pumping on an electrical system. So oxygen is gaseous electricity. So it's electricity. We're breathing in electricity that's keeping our heart going. So electricity is life force. Okay? Keeps everything running. So what we've been able to do with these pendants, per se, is absorb or transmute the electrical potential in the atmosphere and amplify it through the pendant into your being, body, in a very focused way. Each pendant amplifies and focuses the energy or the information in a different way. So it's like raw, blank energy, just pure energy, and the information, the way the pendant is designed, takes that raw energy and puts it through the pendant in a different way for each pendant, depending on what we've done to the pendant and the different design and shape and certain nuances that we've sort of put into the pendant. And a lot of people ask, is there magnets in here? Is there microchips? Is there batteries? There's nothing in here that you would say is a physical substance that would be causing the life force moving through that. It's an understanding of geometry and certain dimensions, and basically taking energy from one dimension and stepping it down into this dimension. At least stepping it down, but creating a gateway, per se, or a vortex, what I call it. What are the effects of it? Well, one of the first and foremost things that we've been able to document is the puts up an energetic field around your being that helps to take energy waves, like electromagnetic frequencies, ultra-low frequencies, things that are not harmonious with your body. And almost like you said, almost puts up a protective field around it, but not quite. Almost like amplifying your life force so much that lower energies cannot even, they don't resonate, they just come off. And I'm not talking about what someone says to you, you could be wearing this and get pissed off, that's doable. For the most part, your energy, your life force is going to be at such a higher level that there'd be no comparison. Like, for example, the average personal life force I said now is between about 100 to 400. Although I've gotten measurements, I'd say one of the highest measurements I got was when I was a person wearing a pendant was in the trillions. Average person probably in the one to high hundreds of billions. And that's all the time. Imagine you had a very heavy-duty sickness, per se, and you had 1 million white blood cells to help ward off any bacteria or whatever. Well, imagine if I was to dump 800 billion more. What would happen? You'd have more resources to fight off whatever it is because you have more life force moving to you. So that's kind of the premise behind these, and the effects are just unbelievable on many different levels. And I can't really say anything medically because FDA or Health Canada will come crashing down like the Twin Towers on my head. So I don't really want to go into that. A lot of people have had experiences that are just mind-blowing. And some people have had none. Some people wear them and, just nothing. And it all depends on your nervous system, the way your body's set up, the way you interpret reality. And just your state of consciousness. So, I would say a great majority experience something pretty immediate, if not within the first few days. So I'm moving to something really interesting here, which is probably one of the more popular products. I'll open this up very quickly just to show you what I'm talking about here. Now, I was talking to you before about being able to take energy, information, and transfer it and move it into different things. What I've been able to do with this vial right here is take the information, the energetic essence, over 150 organic fruits, vegetables, and nuts and grains and beans, and embed it into this vial. Now, what you do is you place the whole vial itself into water or your bathtub, and I'm not meaning opening. Don't open it. Just leave it closed, and it's going to send these nutrients out into your water 24/7. Never stops working. And I'm going to get you to hold your hand over for me, Cheryl. And So it's pretty remarkable, and again, the results have been quite astounding. I went from eating about 3 meals a day. Well, I dropped one whole meal a day. And I was working out a lot. I wanted to gain weight. I was taking protein shakes and stuff, and I started using this, and I couldn't put on any pounds because I wasn't putting enough food in my body that I wanted. So I had to stop using this, particularly just for that period of time. But I noticed my energy shot up dramatically, and my appetite went down really fast. So I had a woman, and I'm not making a medical claim here. This is just synchronistically what she said. She said her son was born with this condition that no one's able to diagnose, the yellow blotches over the skin and just weird dermis issues with the skin. And he's about 2 years old now. And this is about 4 months ago, she told me that this. But about a month and a half earlier, she started giving him water with this type of probiotics built in. And synchronistically, at the same time, she started giving him the water that was built in. That condition gone, and it's not come back. And he was born with it. Again, I'm not getting claims, but that synchronistic. He's energy plates, electrical equipment at house for art. Stand on them, meditate with them, put food on them, and what it does is it changes the life force. Immediately, so you put anything on this, it decreases the negative life force dramatically. If not, some of them get rid of it completely and energizes the food, your water, your clothes, your vitamins, money, and supercharges it immediately. So very, very high life. In fact, when most people put their hands above this, they can feel like tingling or heat, funny sensation in their hand. Then there's a smaller versions of those, which are more portable. Again, water, juice, vitamins. I would put everything you have on this, particularly jewelry, like crystals and rocks and whatnot. A lot of people are told, you know, wear this jewelry or chain or symbol or whatever. And most people understand that metal, certain types of metal and stones and crystals, 90% absorb your information, absorb your energy, absorb your thoughts and whatnot. And over time, it brings you down. It's now projecting a lot of negative energy. And I've measured a lot of people, and they take their jewelry off, and their life force is way up. Boom. Because the negative energy is not there anymore. These pendants, as far as I can tell, to this day, have not absorbed any negative energy whatsoever. And the reason why is because it's like an open door. The energy is flowing through it, whereas certain people can make objects and put an intent into it, kind of like a frequency intent, and that intent resides in this dimension. And that can be overwritten, so I can overwrite an intent with a new intent. However, these are not made with an intent. I don't intend for these to do anything. I merely create a link, a gateway from one dimension to another, and I let the Holy Spirit work, or the life force move through it unabated. There's no intention, there's no desire behind it, there's no ego behind it. There is one object, though, that there is a lot of ego behind that I made, and that's the vehicle power mat. When I say ego, I mean an intent, a desire. And you place these magnets, so it's open here, really strong. And we've made these magnets to resonate at a certain set of frequencies. And I have come to a certain point where I knew that water, liquid, oil, metal, all these things were awake. They were conscious. Okay? And so I thought, well, I'm going to speak to the car, and I'm going to give it instructions. I'm going to send the car instructions. So it took about 3 years or so to find the right set of instructions to embed into the magnets. And when you place the magnets in a car, it sends a signal about 20 feet in diameter. And it's instructing the fuel and the electricity and the metal and the rubber, in essence, to be happy. Okay? To give it purpose. So what I've done is, normally the atoms, I'll just make this really scientifically simple, normally the atoms bounce around randomly in every direction. There's just no order or harmony. So you place the magnet on the vehicle, sends a high frequency signal which realigns all the atoms into single file order. Okay? All moving at the same time, same velocity. As a result of the energy being wasted, it's not being conserved. And instantaneously, the horsepower, speed, torque, acceleration, we're averaging 20-60% better mileage. It doesn't work on every vehicle. It's about 90% of vehicles so far that we can tell. And I'm sure there's some of you here who have had great experiences with it. Sarah has, your sister, you, and maybe some of you.
And I didn't pay attention when they steal battery, they just do the magnets with it.
Oh.
So what I've noticed is that the car doesn't shift very well.
Oh.
Once I got this magnet on, it's really smooth, and that's the
service. Oh. We'll have to get you a couple more magnets,
yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that to you. Yeah, just give me your address, and I'll just send you a couple on the mail there. Right? Yeah, that'll work, totally. The highest percentage I've heard of, like straight from the horse's mouth, this guy has a twin turbo, it's Acura, like double, dual engine, whatever, crazy. And he took him 2 tanks of gas to get from Edmonton to Calgary. Like, wow. So, and the magnets affected his vehicle so severely, he got that Calgary in a quarter of a tank, 800% better mileage. Yeah, that's extreme level, right? I have it on three of my vehicles, and it's, I range between 20 and 40% on my vehicle. So I'm going to wrap it up here. We got some stuff to give away. We got the cream right here that we've enhanced with Light Force. It's all natural or organic. You can actually eat it. I would suggest you do.
I would like to remind you that life is alive.
Visions.
And it knows exactly what you need to help you overcome all the pain and strife that's inside. Sometimes you have to witness darkness to brighten your eyes. And go beyond duality to see the hidden oneness in this life you divide. Through every high and low, you have to approach life with an equal mind. Have the greatest faith and know that the grace of God will never leave your side. Although we are but little waves on the sea of time, we all possess that light of Christ that helps us realign and be divine. To truly find peace of mind, you have to be willing to go deep inside and fall in love with yourself and let that love be your guide. Only then will you find peace of mind and be sublime. Be sublime. Gotta take it one day at a time. Ay, they dedicated to stay on your grind. Ay, I know they hate, don't pay them no mind. Ay, these sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. Yeah. gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out. Life is filled with so many trials and so many tribulations and so many tests. So many things that you have to overcome within to shine without. You know? And I've been broke so many times. And I lost hope so many times. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Man, I've cried plenty of times. Plenty nights when I didn't see no finish line. In my sight still I grind, grind, grind. 24-7, grind, grind, grind. 7-7, one day it gon' pay out. Can't take a day out. Working them night shifts. And then I got laid out. I had to get it. I had to get on my grind and get out my feelings. Who am I kidding? Asking myself like, why'd you chillin'? Why'd you chillin'? I'm sacrificing my sleep. I'm manifesting these dreams. Andrea, understand the nature of this reality. Or this pseudo-reality. You are a cosmic thought. You are a vibration of thought. Your soul existence rests on a thought. And thus, if you wish to change anything in your reality, you must change your thoughts. And have your actions aligned with those thoughts. You are not the universe, but you are the cosmos. Gotta take it one day at a time. Hey, they dedicated and stay on your grind. Hey, I know they hate, don't pay them no mind. Yeah, these sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. Yeah, gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out.
Gotta take it one day at a time, homie. They dedicated and stay on your grind, homie. I know they hate, don't pay on no mind, homie. These sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time, homie. Gotta take it one day at a time, baby. They dedicated and stay on your grind, baby. I know they hate, don't pay on no mind, baby.
It's gonna pay off, y'all. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you guys for, you know, listening. You know, Renee Hamilton, again, as I said, he was somebody that I looked up to at the beginning of my journey. Renee has been here. I always find Renee. And I got goosebumps the entire podcast, so I know he's always with me. So, royalty. All right, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. Join me every weekend. Yesterday, I did not do a podcast to the inquiring minds. Yesterday, I had things going on. So if you ever do not see me on weekends, guys, I may have something going on that day. But I have been live since 2019 every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, you guys. All right, so if you need to contact me, use my link tree in the show notes. Always remember, you guys, you are enough. And always, always, always love your process. I cannot stress that enough. I got tears in my eyes, you guys. Love your process. All right, guys, till next time, you are enough. Always remember, you are always good enough. All right.
Soul. Embrace the highs, work through the lows. Master yourself, work on your goals. Just take a breath, let go of it and grow. It can't rain forever. You won't feel this pain forever. I promise you can change for better. I know people change. and things change for better. Yeah, I know times is kinda tough right now. Ain't nobody showing love right now. You a diamond in the rough right now. Love yourself, know your worth, you enough right now. I know times is kinda tough right now. And you'd rather be in love right now. But you a diamond in the rough right now. Love yourself, know your worth, you enough right now.
Love yourself, know your worth, you're enough. yourself, know your worth, you're enough right now. Love yourself, know your worth, you're enough. Love yourself, know your worth, you're enough right now. Love yourself, know your worth, you're enough.